I'm going to call this meeting to order at 6:40. Apologies for the lateness. Accept the agenda as presented. Do you have anything? I just have one that to change 3.1 of the delegation. It's going to be Kirk Davis. Anything else? Can I get a motion to accept the agenda as amended? All in favor? Here. Okay, so we have a delegation by Kirk Davis, please. I forgot about the mic.
I'll leave it live.
Okay.
So thanks. I'm Kirk Davis. I'm the interim Longview Community Hall Renovation Project Manager Chair. It's a big part. Okay, as it has been a while since the Community Hall project was started, we would like to opportunity to update you on this progress. We are requesting an opportunity to present delegation at regular council meeting today. While the CAO remains as the head of the project, an interim Longview Community Hall Renovation Project Committee has been created and currently has 4 volunteers. In connection with this project, we have an engineer who has been with the project from the beginning, a grant writer, which has been sourced to help find and apply for funding. The grant writer is also willing to help the committee write letters to source out responsible funding. It is important to note that these professionals believe in the project and are willing to do the work pro bono. The Longview Area Seniors continue to have a memorandum of understanding with the village. This memorandum of understanding allows for access for funding that can only be received through nonprofits. This way, the village can source out grants that are available to municipalities, and the seniors group can source out grants available to nonprofits. The interim committee is asking council approval to host an open house. This open house would detail the project, identify internal hall projects in a clear visual way to the community to understand. We would also be looking to recruit volunteers to sit on the committee and those with skills that can help move the project forward. Pending your approval, we would like to hold this open house on Wednesday, January 28th of 2026, from 7 to 9 p.m. and Saturday, January 31, 2026, at 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. We would like to provide as much opportunity to allow as many interested residents as possible to come and learn why this project is so important to our community. Thank you.
Thank you. Does council have any questions?
So what you're saying is that the council and the seniors putting in funds for this, equal shares, or?
Oh, it all depends how it works out.
Yeah, it depends on the grants.
And okay. That, and the seniors are already working on it now. I mean, the last, the last meeting we had here, there was some brought up money, so yes. No more questions.
Yeah, but has there been tenders put out? Like, do we have several people?
We will be putting out tenders. The idea is we're going to, again, we've done it once with 2 tenders. We had 2 quotes put in, and uniquely, there were exact quotes. That was the $275,000 to renovate. But what we want to do is have this open house so that you can see what needs to be repaired. And why we're asking for it, And then we're going to have to get quotes again, because we'll go through the government system to get more quotes.
May I make a comment?
You may.
Just for clarity, there were so-called tenders put out through Alberta Purchasing Connection, but the type of tender put out, it was called an information request. There's a few types. The one you're probably more familiar with would be where you award a contractor. So contractors would submit bids, they have 30 days or so, and they'd be evaluated. There'd be very specific criteria published. We did not do that because in order to do that, if you use this system, tender it, you would be required to award somebody if they met the criteria. But at this point, we don't have the full funding required for this project, whether it's piecemeal, part, or the full amount expressed. So it wouldn't be fair to contractors, but also we couldn't deliver, and we wouldn't be good for the municipality. So all we could do was to put out what's called an information request tender, and it was still official information as though somebody would be awarded. Just to be clear, we can't award until we have the financing strategy in place. That's not yet in place. So yes, there would need to be another tender for about 35, 40 days once this financing strategy is in place. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Kirk.
Thank you.
Okay. Moving on. We got correspondence from residents. Do we need to make a decision on that now?
Just at what point?
Oh, I guess so.
Or just say it's going to be later, whatever.
Do we put it in part of our bylaw? But do we put it in business?
You can do it business if you want, sure.
Okay, so. Item 7.2, we're going to move the delegation request.
Okay, just...
Just as amended?
Yeah, as amended is
okay.
Good.
We can all right. Let's move forward. We received a letter, and the CAO has already addressed, so we're going to move on to minutes. Minutes from November 18th, November 27th, December 4th, Council good with them? Get a motion to accept the minutes as presented for November 18th, November 27th, and December 4th. Brenda? All in favor? Carrie? Oh. Did you raise your hand, Brenda? John did. Okay. Gotta make sure. Action list from the CIO, please.
So any questions on the action list? It has not changed much. Still some longer term items there.
I have no questions. have any done on the action list? Okay. We can put that in with the reports, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. We'll move forward. Diamond Valley Policing Report. During the month of December, this is just some notes that they sent us. The month of December, they're going to have a regional traffic enforcement weekend, which will take place leading up to the Christmas holidays. This coordinated initiative will involve all 9 regional peace officer agencies, along with the RCMP and Alberta sheriffs. Everybody better be good while driving. Peace officers issued 31 violation tickets, resulting in a total fines of $7,958. Additionally, 6 written warnings were issued for minor traffic or bylaw related concerns. Community engagement. They're planning a 2025 candy cane stop. That's good. Okay, we'll go on to your report, please.
Any questions on the CAO report?
Questions, John?
No.
Okay. You have to be a little vocal and let me know. Please? I'm sitting here watching you.
Sorry?
I'm sitting here watching you.
You are? I'm just making sure.
Council report. November 19th to December 15th. November 19th, we had the Forest Resource Improvement Association of Alberta, so we received the risk assessment, which went very well. There's 5? 5 key?
At least.
Yeah. So we're reviewing them, which is the priorities.
Yes.
November 27th, had the rec board meeting. We're going to reach out to find out if there's any county residents who would like to join the committee. And the next meeting is December 18th. Had the special budget meeting. December 4th, we had another special budget meeting. December 6th was the Village of Longview Light Up, and that was another wonderful evening. December 14th, we had the FCSS Village Christmas Dinner. We had 156 attended, 114 residents, 42 county people, 27 meals were delivered. And I just have a note from the food organizer. So, thank you so much for your help serving dinner to the masses. If I may say so myself, I think the evening was a huge success. This is from Lisa. And please pass on my appreciation and thanks to all of council. I would like to thank everyone that helped in the kitchen, all the food prep, service setup, the delivery meal team, dinner service, and cleanup crew. Many hands make light work, and this year went so smoothly because of everyone's willingness to give a couple hours of their time. Special thank you to Bruce. We couldn't have done it without you. With all the helping hands, we totaled over 100 hours. And yeah, so that's my report. Your turn.
My turn. I'm only adding November 20th, I had my West Winds orientation meeting for 3 hours. And then November 25th, another 3 hours, committee meeting. And then coming up on the 18th, there's the first Sheep River Regional Utility Court meeting at 10 a.m.
John?
I haven't got much other than what you've said to Christmas. Dinner, light up.
And our meetings.
And our meetings.
Will be the library meeting?
No, we're going to the library meeting.
Okay.
In December.
All right.
Next school board meetings in January.
Okay. the water management report, monthly report. All's good down there. We'll carry on. Can I get a motion to accept the reports as presented?
A motion up.
Okay, thank you. All in favor? Okay, moving on, financials.
Any questions on the financials?
A lot of numbers.
Just the LGFF grant went down from just over 40,000 down to 5,300. I just wasn't sure what that was.
The 40 you're getting from where? The
one? Actually, it's, sorry, it's 45 on the October.
The one previous?
Yep.
Yeah. Likely that's, there's an operating element of LGF. Most of these are capital, but some brief history. MSI started about a 30,000 operating piece, and that's continued over through LGFF, so that was probably applied in this period.
There's just two questions I got on the council summary ones. First one was the administrative revenue line. So for November, it's a debit, I guess it would be, that's a positive number.
It's just bear with me, I'm just looking at another.
No, no worries.
Just joking. It's so.
So there was, let's call it a correction of allocation for about $1,400. So it needed to be. It's, we've termed it a transfer from reserve. So it's just putting it into a correct bucket, so it is a, it has to do with reserves, just getting it into alignment.
the expense side, there's the water services expense.
The question was?
What's your question?
That's a, going the other way too, ready for an expense.
There should be, which is, oh, the amount is minus one, one oh four, is that the one? Okay, let me just check that.
So we actually have a credit for electricity at the water treatment plant. So maybe if we keep this quiet, it'll happen again. I have to check. There's probably some rebate or some overcharge or some efficiency, something like that.
Just a few questions on checks.
Sure. Sure, yeah.
So there's more for MPD, Shawnee Excavating.
Do you mind just giving the, can you just give me the check number so I can be specific? So part of the project water sewer line replacement costs involve engineering, mostly design, but there's monitoring. So there's some cost at the beginning and as well at the end when they do the tally of actual isn't always budget, you know, stuff. So anyways, those are engineering costs to do with the Westview Place project.
Was just more
that one I believe there was a problem with a valve on a line, and long story short, we needed to call with GME's consent. Sorry, GME was the contractor doing the work. With their consent, we needed to get somebody that could do it quickly and well, so that was a repair. I think there was an oops that happened, and by the way, all these oopses are going to be back charged to the contractor. The ratepayers will not need to pay for any deficiencies on the part of this company called GME.
And then 10-17, UG Excavating.
Yeah, there was, this is, I believe, sorry, just give me a moment. I believe this is a residential property that we were doing some work on as agreed to by council, and there were some things that came up we weren't expecting. There was a curb stop issue, and so it ended up, long story short, we needed to call somebody else in again with the consent of, well, I think it was GME again, and it was through the engineering firm MP. They happened to know a reliable contractor they trusted who's working in Diamond Valley, GIS Excavating, as listed here, if you're following. So basically they were called in and fixed it up. It was short notice, so yeah.
So we've got a check to them like November for that same amount as in December. Is there two payments to them?
I don't have the previous one here. It's not the same check number, I hope, correct? It's different.
No, it's not the same check
okay.
number, same amount though.
Same amount. Let me follow that one up offline. That interests me. So that's UG, and it's December and November checklist then, basically,
yeah,
right?
October, and I guess it's October and December, or October and November.
Okay, and the amount, just run it for me.
$1,925.
Okay, I will follow up, please. Okay.
And then 1020 Aspenbrook Homes, is that? Or just a refund coming back?
Yeah, so every time a new house is built, there is a requirement per bylaw to put a construction, we call it performance deposit down, in case, for example, there's sidewalk damage. Sometimes when concrete and footings are done, heavy trucks come by, they shouldn't, but they might wreck a sidewalk. So what we do in advance is collect money just in case something gets wrecked. In this case, nothing did get wrecked. This particular builder actually is pretty decent, just saying. So that's basically the refund of the money.
Is that the fire rebuild? Or is it
no, it's a residential. It was a residential property. It's probably completed almost 18 months ago now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, these refunds sometimes take time. Yeah.
Any more questions?
I'll make a motion to accept the financial reporting as presented.
All in favor? Okay.
Question period. An opportunity for the public to ask a question about something on the current agenda.
Did you deal with 8.3? The budget versus actual revenue? Did you give us a lowdown on that?
Oh. Sorry, missed that one. Year-to-date budget versus actual revenue and expenses.
I do believe some questions were asked on that schedule, but did you have any specifics?
No, I would just like to know.
Sure.
What is the financial... Has it met its goal or has it not met its goal?
Okay, sure. Just one moment.
Yeah.
Well, apologies.
I think that's a very important thing we should know, really. It might be online, is it? Is it online?
These are online a few days before each meeting.
Okay.
But that's okay. I mean, that's so. I guess I would say the year to date. So this would be November year to date actual 2025. They use the term net surplus is 2,500, just to be very, very specific on what you asked, what the schedule says. So it's okay, healthy, you know. Happens to be positive by a few thousand dollars. To be fair, it could be lower depending on the month, higher, you know. It's, if this were hundreds of thousands of dollars, either way, that would be, should look at that. So yeah, I believe it's healthy. Any more, even?
No, I mean, that's just a general comment
sure.
that you're making, right? I mean, is there anything, any of the categories that are over, badly over budget?
So planning and development, I will say there's some significant amounts that there's been some changes during the year. It's complicated, so it's an ongoing project. Some things can't really be said specifically, but it's an ongoing project. There probably will be some adjustments made during the audit. Sometimes things can't be foreseen. Best estimates are made, so at this point, there isn't any concern, but that would be the only, you know, more significant amount.
I'll have to buy a computer. Maybe Santa Claus will buy me a computer.
You're hoping. Have you been a good boy?
Well, some people say no. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
No other questions? Okay, we're moving on. Bylaws. Subdivision authority bylaw. Renewal and motion. Subdivision authority is MPS. Yep, you talked about that.
Maybe some words. So last year-ish was decided to have an official subdivision authority. It was decided by council to be the planning consultants that we use. They've been with the village for a long time. They actually wrote the land use bylaw. They have a lot of experience, background, and so on. So they were per bylaw put in place as for the last year to be the subdivision authority. For what it's worth, there's been a lot of activity in the last 18 months to 24 months. I've only been here a while, but a number of people have commented there's been a lot more land development activity, particularly commercial, larger scale, last little while. So having this in place has actually been a good thing, just saying. Anyways, the process is that we put it in place for 1 year to begin with. And it's been a year, so now it's up for renewal. So this is put forward here so that it isn't an annual thing. The bylaw is written, if you did take time to read on the website, to be up to 4 years, or 5 years. The bylaw, sorry, is written to be 4 years. So I took the liberty of trying to line it up with a council term. So the bylaws written would be, instead of annually, be 4 years. And there there's a motion that will follow to just be very specific that the actual organization to be in charge would be the Planning Consultants, and they are called Municipal Planning Services, acronym MPS. So that's what the three readings would be, to put it in place 4 years, and the motion would be the MPS. I believe last comment I'll make is they, I believe, have added value. They know what they're talking about. They've looked to be responsive, listen. They definitely know the MGA. They definitely know the land use bylaw. They made sure we obtained as much village resident and business input as possible. It's an MGA requirement. So I was not personally aware as CEO of any reason that they should not be in this capacity ongoing. So that's how this came to be.
And Council can hang on in if these are the wordings.
Any discussion?
Establishment of subcommittee authorities.
I move that bylaw 485-25, being a bylaw of the Village of Longview in the province of Alberta, to establish the subdivision authority of the Village of Longview, receives second reading. All in favor?
That bylaw 485-25 being a bylaw of the Village of Longview in the province of Alberta to establish the subdivision authority of the Village of Longview proceed to third reading.
All in favor? Carried unanimously. I move that bylaw 485-25 being as bylaw of the Village of Longview in the province of Alberta to establish subdivision authority of the Village of Longview receive third and final reading. All in favor? Okay.
Thank you.
That's done. So now we have the renewed subdivision authority. Recommendation, the Village of Longview Council carry out a motion to renew Municipal Planning MPS, Municipal Planning Services, MPS, as the Municipal Subdivision Authority for a four-year term. We started with one-year term. MPS has a track record, ensures complex subdivision requests comply with the MGA and land use bylaw processes, and are carried out efficiently. Any discussion? So I'm going to go ahead and move that the Village of Longview Council approves Municipal Planning Services, MPS, as the Municipal Subdivision Authority for a 4-year term. All in favor? Carried.
So, yeah, we added 11.2.
Okay, so we added 11.2 delegation request. Does, is council good with?
2 days.
To the 2 dates? My calendar doesn't go that far. No, let me go back to the... I am fine with those 2 dates. I'll just confirm with June. I think it would be a good idea to have an open house. Any discussion?
It might be good to do a motion just okay. Council approves those 2 dates for open house for the
So can I get a motion to accept those 2 dates as an open house for okay, thank you. All in favor? Carry. Anything else?
Thank you.
All right. Back from recess at 7:31. We are now going to go into closed at 7:31. Okay, we're coming out of closed at 9:16. Door was checked, no one's outside. Council would like CAO to follow up with legal on commercial. CAO to advise the Ratepayers Association to have their committee policy regarding movies on village property, not private property, and to submit policy to CAO. Okay, next one.
Okay, after lengthy advisement, searching. Council is pleased to appoint Lisa Penner as Deputy Director, Energy Management. Sorry.
And then the last is CAO to follow up with further conversation with the post office.
You're making that, or who? Oh, this one.
Yeah, okay. Is that it? Those don't all need to be motions. They're just follow-ups of our discussion.
Sorry. Fair enough.
Yeah,
that's fair enough.
They're not motions.
Okay. No.
Okay.
All right. Does appointing Lisa?
That's
we
not.
Already did that with our RFD for her. Do we have to have a motion on that?
Well, I think that should be a motion.
Okay.
I
so,
think
can I
John,
get a...
John, I think Councillor Away did make
I'll make the motion.
Just
all right, and everybody. All in favor? Okay, so we've done our motion on that. Apologies. I'm a little rusty. All right. Do you believe that's everything? We are going to adjourn our meeting at 9:19.